Welcome to Live the Fuel.
Welcome to Live
Welcome
the Fuel.
To Live the Fuel. Focusing on health, business, and lifestyle. And now your host, Scott Mulvaney.
All right, good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another Live the Fuel show. So today is episode 61 that I'm recording here. It's on a Sunday. And I decided that I've only done this probably once or twice before doing a solo episode. I just want to give you, the listeners, an update on how the show has been going. I decided to download all the statistics since September and just pick out some of our best performing episodes. So we're going to do a little review today for you, the newer listeners, who may not have listened to every single show yet. So that's right. We've had 60 episodes airing since September of 2016. And again, if you're new to Live the Fuel, we are here to fuel your health, your business, your lifestyle. So let's get into it. All right, guys. So again, for you who are recurring listeners, we normally have a co-host. So this episode, again, I want to really give you guys an update and also really highlight some of our top performing episodes. And obviously, since I think episode 51 going forward, we've also been doing a live video recording at the same time. So for those of you listening, this exact show will also be published on my YouTube channel. That way, if you guys actually want to go back and watch it, I'm going to go through here, share my screen from the website, and give you guys more of a behind-the-scenes look into each episode, and I'm going to give you a little graphical overview on how the show's been looking so you see the different spikes and things of that nature. So, and again, just to refresh you, the listeners, this is a non-advertised show. Besides me blowing it up on my social media feeds through Live the Fuel and teaching my co-hosts to make sure that they are actually cross-sharing and doing that cross-functional marketing and sharing it to their own followers, their email list, their social media feeds, there's no paid advertising whatsoever. I've got a few, you know, affiliated relationships that I've just built since launching the show and a couple of brands that I really believe in and trust. But that's about it. So, I mean, as this show continues to grow, and it has been growing, we will then maybe consider that down the road. All right. So again, for you, the newer listeners, or even the current ones who've been listening since September, first of all, thank you. But I also want to remind you guys real quick, when in the podcasting world, if you're newer to this, it's really crucial that if you find a show you love, and obviously if you're following Live the Fuel, thank you. Thank you for your love. But also, I want to make sure that we're giving some highlights and also getting some time from you, the listeners, to give us feedback. So there's two main podcasting apps that I obviously use, which most people use around the world. One of them obviously is iTunes. iTunes is the biggest. And to be fair, in order for a show to rank, you really need some good statistics from iTunes as far as downloads. And you also need to have some show reviews from the listeners, you. So, and to be fair, I've been asking more recently to get us some newer actual reviews done from the show because I have my website currently being managed by podcastwebsites.com. And that's a project between Mark Asquith, who's been on the show, and the famous John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, Entrepreneur on Fire. And admittedly, I haven't really had any follow-ups with John Lee Dumas yet, but as far as the application, it's been working okay. There's been a little bit of downtime. I believe in transparency and honesty. I think they still need to grow their functionality and improve who they're hosting with. Such a shout-out to you, Mark, if you guys ever listen to this episode. I believe in you improving the technology, and I hope you guys really take it to the next level. So since launching day one, I've always been on their platform. The cool thing is, behind the scenes, and actually real quick for you, the YouTube listeners as well, I'm going to go ahead here and actually switch over to shared screen mode instead of you guys looking at my mug. And 1 second here, we're going to take that shared screen live. All right. So now behind the scenes, you guys get to see what I see and in the Live the Fuel world and the back end of the website. So I did a little report run here, and here's the transparency for you guys on YouTube. We've got just under 15,000 downloads since launching day one. And I'm pretty proud of that. So thank you for the listeners. And obviously a big chunk of these are from iTunes. And for those of you guys watching, along the right-hand side here, they've built in a nice little tool so I can actually review some of the iTunes reviews. And I haven't gotten anything new since 2017. And let's be fair, it's actually a pain in the ass. I'll be honest with you. iTunes, you know, for such a successful company, Apple, for the podcasting world, you guys do not work well with podcasting. You guys need to get your act together because it should be very easy for a listener, you guys, to go in and do a show review for a podcast you like and help us grow our audience and help other people learn about this show. And it's really a pain in the ass. Like, you guys have to literally go, you can't do it from your iPhone. So a lot of people in the podcasting world, they do most of their listening when they're working out, in their car, whatever. So you're streaming this content through a smartphone. So other people, yeah, you actually are doing it through the website. I've got a recorder and a player built into the website. So for you, the Lunar listeners, you can literally listen right from livethefuel.com. And I've got it built in on every single episode. But for the most part, most people are doing it remotely from a smart device, iPad, iPhone, you know, the Droid world, Samsungs, etc. But the biggest problem in on the iTunes world is that you can't do a show review from the app. You have to go onto your computer, then you got to go into the iTunes application, the core application, then you got to search for my show, and then you got to submit a review. So one of the goals I'm going to go going forward here from this episode 61 going forward is from time to time, if you guys start submitting me new feedback and show reviews, that's going to help me learn how to better support you guys, our listeners. I'm going to call a few of them out on future shows. So for today, just for, you know, shits and giggles, I'm going to go ahead and bring up a couple of the episodes here. One of my early reviews was actually from one of our prior listeners, I should say not listeners, but well, yeah, listeners and also co-hosts. And let me go back to the statistics here. So shout out to Coach Whitney Carullo. She's actually about to have a baby. So she's about to become a mother. So congratulations. She's one of the co-owners with her husband, Chris, of Liven Up Health and Fitness right here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. But she was one of my earlier co-hosts, and she gave me a nice review back on September, the month we launched, just saying, great show, Scott keeps it real, and so does his co-host, little self-promotion to herself. And then here's another review here. I got one from Catherine Kemp Goyley. I haven't had her on the show yet. It could be Guile or Goyley. So Millie, since I haven't had her on as a co-host yet, I can't really give her proper pronunciation. But back in October, she said, you know, we've all heard the saying, health is wealth, and that is a quote that I use. And but do we really take it seriously? We need to listen to podcasts like Live the Fuel in order to keep getting the inspiration needed to get ourselves motivated to be the best version of ourselves. Great job, Scott! Exclamation, and a 5-star review. I love the 5-star reviews. There's your tip, by the way, guys. When you guys are doing show reviews, if you take the time to do it, we do greatly appreciate it. And yes, the 5 stars do help increase the ranking of your favorite shows. So that just helps give you some behind the scenes understanding of what's going on here. And I'll give one more review here. We got one from, actually, I don't know whose person's name because their screen name doesn't give me it, but it's B Burka. Another 5-star review back in October as well. Just finished listening to episode 17, the interview with Brian Strausser. So shout out to Brian. He's been on the show a couple of times, the Strausser Project, Strausser. Great episode. I love the transparency and honesty, and a lot of the great lessons were shared. This is definitely on my list of podcasts to listen to on a regular basis. So thank you. So if you are still listening to our show, and I know you are, shout out to B. Burka. Thanks for the awesome words. And clearly, this is somebody, power of networking, guys. This is somebody who clearly follows Brian Strausser, or if she wasn't before, she is now, or he. So again, shout out to Brian Strausser. Shout out to B. Burka. And he's got a great story. And by the way, for those of you who are newer listeners of the show, I'm going to be bringing Brian on regularly because we've been tracking his own psychological and healthy fitness transformation. The guy's got a great story, so I recommend going back and listening to his episodes. But real quick, we'll go ahead and dive back into the statistics here. And right here is the highest overview. I went back, ran it from day one. So far today, we've got 64 downloads. We're finally getting to the point where we're averaging at least 100 downloads minimum every day. And we usually drop off on the weekend, and today's a Sunday. So there's your honesty and transparency. Like right there yesterday was 71. Last 7 days, though, we had a total of 888. Last month, just under 5,000. So we're still getting downloads right now. I just refreshed it. So we're at 4,959 just in the past 30 days. So almost 5,000 downloads. And our all-time total is 14,820 downloads. So by the end of today, if not by the end of Monday, I guarantee we're going to break 15,000. So again, thank you to our listeners. This is pretty cool. I think it's important to give that transparency. Like, I'm not some massive 1,000 downloads consistent every day yet. We'll get into that here on the show, but there's one guy on here that has just crushed it since he aired. And he's our number one show. And actually, the graphic that I'm going to create from today's show is going to give you like a screenshot of the episode art of each of the co-hosts from the top one through the top nine, because I'm going to really make sure that we really focus on the top performers and give them the proper highlight again of why they're doing such a great job. And obviously their message is very powerful, or they have a very good following and it's really helped them succeed. So real quick, because I love Brian Strausser, I'm giving him an honorable mention today. Once I ran the mathematics here and I'm looking at my little post-it where I crunched the numbers, he's actually in the 11th position. Brian, a few months ago, because of his message and because of that little iTunes five-star review, no joke, man, he's so honest and so transparent, he was crushing it. So episode 17, titled The Strausser Project Super Dad, and for the YouTube watchers, I got it right here on the screen, and you can easily get to that at livethefuel.com/017, or just search for episode 017 on iTunes or the Stitcher app or any other podcasting catching app that you're using out there. Everybody's different. So great, powerful show. He obviously has since been on since then, and I love the transparency. I love his personal growth, and you guys will love his passion and his honesty and transparency on this episode and everyone since then. So again, shout out to Brian. Honorable mention, bro. You just made the top almost made the top 10. I'm sorry. You literally missed it by 5 downloads. So when Brian hears this, I guarantee he's going to probably reshare his episode again and try and bump himself back up in the top 10, because he's a fellow mountain biker like I am, and he's a pretty competitive dude. He used to be a personal trainer. He's getting back into it. He's already signed up for a couple races this year. We were texting each other yesterday, literally, and we kept in touch regularly. He's actually on my Isogenics nutrition team. He's crushing it. He's down 30 pounds. I mean, there's so many updates. Obviously, we'll get a new show recorded with him real soon. So let's move forward here. Brian, again, shout out, bro. All right, I'm going to close that little window here for the people watching on YouTube. Next up, my girl, the voiceover artist professional herself, Anna Vocino. Anna, girl, you were the top 10th position. Her episode aired back on September 30th. So this was obviously very early on in the show because we launched 2 episodes per week. So that episode was 010. Titled NSNG and Eat Happy with Anna Vecino. And again, quick background on that show for you listeners is Anna is a regular co-host on the very successful podcast show called Fitness Confidential with Vinny Tortorich. Vinny has also been on the show a couple of times. I'm going to be bringing him back on again on a regular basis because the guy is just full of knowledge. And Anna is just a hell of a character and a sweetheart, a Cali girl, and again, professional voiceover artist. So when you actually listen to the intro and the outro of this show, that's Anna. That's Anna's actual voice. But I wanted to bring her on the show because this girl crushed it last year and already this year with her first book launch. She actually launched a very successful cookbook. It's absolutely gorgeous. I have the digital version from the initial launch. I have the physical version, obviously, here. We've been using the recipes regularly. But obviously, the NSNG piece of the title of the show stands for No Sugars, No Grains. And it's very, very important that we start cutting excessive consumption of sugars and grains out of our diet. So we get into some of that, why she created the cookbook. And again, if you guys want to actually find a killer, amazing new cookbook, make sure you go on to Amazon or just go to Anna Vocino, VOCINO.com. And get her book because it's freaking phenomenal. And but again, the recipes are so clean, so healthy. The flavors are amazing. And she focuses on, I mean, obviously it's a cookbook, but almost everything is completely sugar-free. Obviously, because it's a cookbook, in order for her to have a successful book launch, she did have to create as healthy as she could make them a healthy recipe for desserts. So everybody expects to have desserts in a cookbook. I'm not a sweets guy, so I could really care less. So that's just a little lesson for Anna. In the end, she's trying to sell books and grow her brand. So I respect it. But the cookbook is called Eat Happy. So if you Google or go to Amazon, for example, Eat Happy, or go to AnnaVocino.com, you'll be able to find out more about the Eat Happy cookbook. Or just go back and listen to episode 010 on the podcast. And obviously, again, you can go to livethefuel.com/010. I use short codes for the website addresses versus the entire one, so you can get right to it. And you can listen to around the website as well. So again, shout out, Anna. We love you. You're crushing it. And I want you to continue your amazing success. And I continue to listen to the Vinny Tortorich show with her and Andy Schreiber and all the other people he brings on his show, which, by the way, for the listeners here and people watching on YouTube, Vinny and I are following up next week to record another new show for me coming on his show. We actually already did, but apparently he lost it somehow. So now I got to go back on and record again. And this is just the fun of technology. So, fun. Anyway, so the cool thing is we're going to try and double it up where I get him on my show at the same day. So that way he records, I record, we both get content out of it, and we bring new valuable health and fitness tips your way from the man, the myth, the legend, Vinny Tortorich. All right, so that's Anna. That's episode 010. Check out the Eat Happy Cookbook. And again, she's the 10th position, so it's kind of funny. Episode 10, number 10 in the top 10 lineup. So again, she's crushing it. All right, guys, moving forward. Number 9, This guy was pretty cool, man. I found out about him through a local CrossFit coach, Matt, aka Matt Williams on Facebook. Matt is a coach at SYR CrossFit, who's also been on the show and is in the top 10 lineup, owned by Rob Eschbach. But he shared a really cool viral video from the CrossFit world from this guy, Peter Driscoll. And again, on the YouTube here, again, guys, it's episode 012. And he was launching a GoFundMe campaign. That's just one of those platforms you can use for crowdfunding. And the cool thing is, this guy's a school teacher up in Vermont. And he was just trying to teach better physical fitness, really basically gym classes to elementary school students. And he used a GoFundMe campaign to try and raise money to get better fitness equipment to really outfit the programming that they were doing for these kids. And the cool thing was, he literally converted like a kindergarten room into a gym. So I thought that was super creative. But the powerful thing from this episode, like, I actually was able to air his episode because I contacted him directly over Instagram. And I think also through Facebook, he got back to me. We played some phone tag and we set up a show and did a launch. And the guy's gone viral since then. I mean, world-class CrossFit athletes. Hell, CrossFit.com, CrossFit, the organization themselves, actually took his GoFundMe video and blasted that all over their channels. So there's the power of social media. So he crushed his GoFundMe campaign goals. Again, you guys can listen into more of that on livethefuel.com/012. And again, it's episode 12. It's called, actually, I got to bring up the exact title again because I can't remember all of it, but it's GoFundMe, HES CrossFit. That's their brand name within the school organization. HES is an abbreviation for the school, with Peter Driscoll. So shout out to Peter, man. Since then, he has grown such a huge program. I mean, his YouTube videos since then, since CrossFit expanded it, has gotten massive. They've gotten more than enough funding to get better equipment. Even the famous champion, CrossFit champion, Matthew Fraser, paid a personal visit to the school and donated some of his own personal equipment and drove down in his own truck because the guy's from Vermont and he wanted to support a local organization. So I thought that was just freaking powerful, man. And again, that's for your listeners and also the people you're watching on YouTube. You never know how powerful or big your message can get, especially if it's something pure and powerful, like trying to help give back to kids. And the cool thing was, you know, since then, he just continues to grow the program. But again, if he would not have taken action and said, you know what, I'm going to put my message out there and I'm going to go ahead and try and put a GoFundMe campaign out there. Guy never expected CrossFit to pick it up. I mean, he was just trying to raise a little bit of money to get some new barbells, some better weights, some wall balls and stuff like that. And then just boom, blows it up. I mean, just ridiculous. So again, guys, go back and listen to episode 012 if you haven't yet. That's with Peter Driscoll. If you're into that, giving back for youth, fitness, trying to understand more about GoFundMe, or just want to learn more about Peter Driscoll and the HES CrossFit family up in Vermont, check him out. So again, shout out to Peter, bro. You are definitely crushing it, and you're definitely in my top 10. So, all right, next up, and I'm going in order, by the way, for you, the listeners and the watchers, from basically our, again, shout out for Brian Strausser. He was number 11, but basically I'm just moving up the ladder, 10, 9, 8, 7, et cetera, and then we'll crush it with the last one in a few minutes here. So next up, it's kind of funny. It kind of goes in row here, but we just got to talk about Matt Williams, the coach from the local CrossFit gym here, SYR CrossFit, and boom, our next in order with the next most downloads is episode 013. Boom, went from 12, went to 13, but the man Rob Eschbach and the SYR CrossFit family, which I also work out there from time to time, and my girlfriend's a member there, crushed it. I mean, he has a powerful family. He has a powerful following and membership group. He's one of the largest and most successful CrossFit gyms in our surrounding area here in the greater Lehigh Valley. And we actually recorded the episode right in the gym. They got these cool little lounging couches right in the workout area. Like, yeah, you know, basically, as soon as you come in, you check in, and then boom, we got these cool little lounging couches and then the whole workout area. So we just hung out. I set up a little video feed and just rocked the mics. And again, this is only episode 13. So I was still young. I'm a new podcaster. Well, granted, I'm still a new podcaster, but I haven't even been doing this a year yet. So this is a pretty cool episode. But we talk about not just obviously SYR, which stands for Start Your Revolution. And that's basically part of the name here. The title of the episode is Start Your Revolution with SYR CrossFit. But it's really Rob Eschbach and I talking about, you know, why he created SYR CrossFit, where it came from the prior owner, which was called CrossFit Honor. And how they've been growing their family, growing their community, growing the message of health and fitness here in the greater Lehigh Valley, specifically the Allentown area where they're located. And also they've really launched, which we're due for a follow-up episode, which will be coming out soon. We have to go back and record it. But they basically created a cool program to help entry-level women experience CrossFit, but in a private class environment. It was a great program idea, and it led to them gaining a lot of new membership. But the cool thing was that way these people didn't have to come in and jump right into a full-blown CrossFit class. Some people are afraid of that, especially in the, at least here in this market, female athletes or just people that are female or new, a lot of people are just thrown off by this CrossFit name. I don't know why, but again, guys, since I coach CrossFit in my free time at CrossFit Adoration in Bethlehem, you know, you need to just, you know, check yourself before you wreck yourself here. I mean, CrossFit's not that scary. When you have a good facility and a good environment, a good community, and as well as great coaching and great programming, it's not scary, it's not dangerous, and everything is scalable and adaptable to fit each and every person in these group classes. So again, if you guys want to learn more about what CrossFit's all about and why Rob, you know, created Start Your Revolution and what they did, definitely check out that episode. Again, shout out to Rob, man. You're a regular supporter of the show, and I appreciate that. So episode 013, Start Your Revolution with SYR CrossFit. Again, you can check it out just by going to livethefuel.com/013. All right, guys, next up on the list. All right, this has become a really cool regular appearance on the show. So episode 053, this is actually not even the first one with her, but episode 53 with Dr. Megan Cannon. So for any of you that are regular listeners of the show, she's a member of an amazing team. And actually, I'm going to grab a book here real quick. Stand by. I have a lot of books here. So Megan Cannon works with the Mind of the Athlete team here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Mind of the Athlete, a.k.a. mindoftheathlete.com. But they're a group of sports psychologists. And Megan and Dr. Julie and Dr. Jared, who's the founder, and their nutritionist, Aaron, the whole team, all of them, they're all about helping people really psychologically, as well as with Aaron, who's also been on the show as a co-host, nutritionally, help people get healthier, figure the game plan out. For anybody who's listened to this show or other health and fitness connected podcasts, this is a journey, okay? You guys aren't going to do this overnight. Body transformations, lifestyle transformations take time. You got to have patience. You got to put in the reps. You got to test things out. You're going to have good days. You're going to have bad days. And the great thing about this episode 053, again, the short link is livethefuel.com/053. The show is titled Emotional IQ and Intelligence with Dr. Megan Cannon. So Megan's been on a couple of times. Actually, she'll be recording with me again in about a week. And we just talk a lot about what emotional IQ is and emotional intelligence is. And it was a very powerful episode. And she obviously rocked it and was a very successful share across all the social media plans because, you know, she's in the top 10. She's doing well. But her and the team, they don't just target athletes or college, actually. They work with a lot of universities, a lot of sports teams. They work at the high school level. They work at the middle school level. I met her literally at a Starbucks recording the first episode with Brian Strausser. She overheard us talking about mindset and psychological health as Brian was like shedding his layers and getting more deep and vulnerable on his very first episode while we were literally sitting at a Starbucks, and she was sitting right nearby. And here's the funny of networking in the inner circle. For those of you who are newer to the show and haven't heard this before, she overheard us. At the end, we started sharing, talking, and I saw the logo on the on her backpack. And she was literally creating the flyer and the content for her upcoming talk at Rob Eschbach's SYR CrossFit, which I went and attended, and I got to meet Aaron and learn more about them before they started becoming regular co-hosts on the show. And that's part of the last part of this message here is besides Dr. Megan Cannon and the rest of the team, every single person on the team has now been on the podcast. And Megan's done a much better job of getting on regularly, but the whole point here is psychology and mindset are so crucial that I've left them an open invite to become regular co-hosts on the show. That way, because again, part of my design of this podcast is it's not just about me, guys, or ladies. It's about sharing quality content from quality co-hosts. And so what better than professional PhD psychologists, professional nutritionists, because this isn't just for sports and fitness and athletics. What they talk about, and they also work with, are like corporate programs, companies. They literally have, it's Mind of the Athlete, but they got like Mind, I don't know if it's called Mind of the Business or Mind of the Professional, but they have like Mind of the Parent as well. They work with parents. So there's all these types of programs. And the cool thing is, late last year, early this year, they actually released, and this is for the YouTube feed. Here you go. Mind of the Athlete is a new book, Clear Mind, Better Performance, and it was written by the founder of Mind of the Athlete, Dr. Jared Spencer, also a sports psychologist. So again, shout out to Dr. Jared. And actually, the cool thing is, in this book, I had no idea there was a local Super Bowl champion football here for the U.S. listeners, the U.S. football champion from the sport, Super Bowl, Matt Millen. He was actually a four-time Super Bowl champion, but he wrote the foreword in the beginning of this book. So it's a very light read. There's the thickness for the YouTube watchers. Not a lot. And the cool thing was he hooked me up as an advanced copy before they even had it out in the market. So thank you. So anyway, guys, check out that episode. LiveTheFuel.com/053. All right, let's keep it going. Megan's awesome. You guys got to download and listen to that. All right, next up. I'd already mentioned her before, and she's about to become a mother. And they're a young power couple in the fitness community, and they are right here in Bethlehem as well. They're literally, actually, their gym is right up the street from Mind of the Athlete, their psychology offices. So this is hilarious. But anyway, episode 008 with none other than Whitney and Chris Carullo. And that title of the episode is called Liven Up Y'all with Whitney and Chris Carullo. And Liven Up Y'all is part of their branding and their slogan for Liven Up Health and Fitness, aka Liven Up Fitness. And the cool thing is, like, their gym and fitness arena, it's funny. People go in there and they think it's CrossFit related, but it's not. They're not a part of the CrossFit world or the branding behind that. But they do have like the Rogue manufactured rigs. They have wall balls. They have kettlebells. They do have some similarities. They just don't take it to our level of the CrossFit intensity. There's this different style of programming. But I will tell you, if you want to find a community to follow or to learn more about a community that truly cares about the bigger picture, it's not just about your fitness goals. Hands down, you should check them out. They're on Facebook. They're right here in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I know that Whitney is connected to a larger training organization that helps other gyms succeed and figures out the business model of trying to be successful as a fitness entrepreneur. But the cool thing is we really dive into what Liven Up is all about. And they actually, I think right around when we recorded this one, they crushed it. I don't know if it was with a Tough Mudder or if it was a Spartan race. It was one of those OCR obstacle course races, but they won the award for the largest team to show up, which had been held consistently for the past like 2 or 3 years. This is a local race, obviously, but it was the team award was held by, I forget who the other team was, but anyway, they finally broke that record and they had more people show up than any other, you know, team group, and they got to win that award besides everybody else's own personal goals of showing up and running the actual obstacle course race. So anyway, just again, great shout out for her and as well as Chris, you know, but obviously she's about to become a mother and he's about to become a father and they're a young power couple and they got it going on. So again, if you want to go back to my super earlier episodes, check out episode 008, go to livethefuel.com/008 and it's called Liven Up Y'all. I just love that, y'all, with Whitney and Chris Carullo. All right, moving on. And also, real quick, I'm going to take a little short break here because we're about to get into that last four or five here, the top four or five. If you, the listeners, have not gone to the website, a lot of people find a lot of nuggets of knowledge and a lot of good best practices. There's links. I want to save you guys a lot of time. If you're a new listener and just hearing this episode 61, which is going to go out tomorrow here, and I'm literally recording this the day before, remember, I have probably some of the best show notes in the industry because I follow all the best podcasters in the industry and replicate what they're doing. Like, why recreate the wheel? So I know, like, John Lee Dumas of EO Fire promotes that he's got the best show notes in the industry. Well, guess what? I do the same thing. So if you go to the website and click on all the episodes, they always have a short little intro paragraph, and then I have a ton of time-stamped links. So you can literally, if you just want to skim through and try and find different parts of the show and not listen to all of it, because I have the recorder application built into the site, you literally could just click on, for example, like at minute 1348, the next episode, the next show I'm going to tell about here, at minute 1348, we talk about fruit and vegetables sourced locally versus shipped in. Or minute 2650, we talk about Villa Capelli olive oil, which we'll talk about here as well at the end of this episode. But anyway, so next up, check out the show notes. Number one, save yourself some time, because I pretty much did all the note-taking for you. But I also link everybody's social media profiles, how to follow them, how to follow up with any of the experts we mentioned on some of these shows, authors, social media, people that are online, whatever. The cool thing is literally everything is in the show notes. So if you can't write things down fast enough, don't worry about it. Just go to the website and check it out. All right. So next up, I've already mentioned this guy. I love following his show, the man, the myth, the legend, Vinny Todorich. So the next up episode here, and actually I'm looking at 1, 2, 3, 4. So he is the top five. He is fifth, and that episode is episode 054, episode 54, NSNG, and Ketogenic Lifestyle with Vinny Todorich. So, and obviously we dig in a little bit more of his background because he's been around a long time, very successful personal trainer and fitness trainer to the stars out in California. That's how he really built his career. But he has since, he decided to build literally a podcast to create a following years ago. And I think he's been doing this for a few years, at least 4 years. But he built the podcast because he was going to write a book. And the book he wrote is called Fitness Confidential. I own the physical version and the digital version on Audible. And he was basically shedding the light on what's going on in the fitness industry and what people are doing it right and what people are not doing it right. And the cool thing is he's very well educated. He's not just some personal trainer who went and got a weekend warrior certification. Like, he literally went to Tulane University and has studied medical level courses because of what the requirements there. So he's very well educated. Plus, he's a cool down to earth guy, laid back Louisiana boy before he moved to LA. And he just says it how it is. You know, he's like me. He doesn't edit his show. He may swear on the show. It is what it is. You know, we just keep it real. If you don't like that, I'm sorry. Go listen to another show. I'm going to keep it real. And Vinny's one of my mentors who really helped me inspire getting my show online. So anyway, episode 054, Vinny Todorich, NSNG, and the Ketogenic Lifestyle. Again, towards the end of that episode, we really dig into what NSNG, No Sugars, No Grains, is all about. We talk more about why the struggles and also the and why to even consider researching what it's like to live more of a keto lifestyle, aka ketogenic lifestyle, which, long story short, is about getting your body and your life more fat adapted so you can fuel yourself off of the more efficient fuel known as fat and not that crappy sugar, which, again, quick little tap into that. We literally talk about hormones. We talk about how sugar is literally negatively influencing your leptin and your ghrelin hormone levels. And he talks about how passionately about this, how leptin and ghrelin, that's what's triggering weight gain, guys. Like, it's hormonally influenced. I don't count calories. I don't know what the hell a calorie is. I don't care, because I just eat good, clean food and cut the crap out and make sure my hormonal levels stay leveled out. If you keep your hormones in a healthy state, you won't have these problems. But we talk more about that on that show. So definitely go check it out. Vinny Todorich, the man, number 54. Also, another quick shout about Vinny. Dude, he's been crushing it. He doesn't just have the Fitness Confidential show, and he still does his very expensive, like, private training to the stars, but he's now become a regular co-host on pretty much the best podcaster out there, the famous comedian Adam Carolla. So he's now a regular co-host on Adam Carolla's show to talk about health and fitness. It's awesome. Like, this is what it's all about. You never know where your show or your entrepreneurial study or initiatives are going to take you. So this is why on this show, I talk about health, business, and lifestyle. Yeah, it seems to me we have a lot of health and fitness related theme here. It looks like most of our health and fitness focused episodes have been crushing it in the top 10. So obviously, me as a marketer, I need to listen to that and pay attention to that. So out of the health, business, lifestyle, really health and lifestyle are crushing it right now, and business is following in behind it. So it shows to me the value and the importance of us really trying to help other people live a healthier, more energized, and better life while they're building their businesses or crushing it in their careers or whatever you guys got going on. All right, enough about that. Vinny, episode 54, check it out. All right, moving into the top four. Next up, this gentleman, we actually did not get a chance to physically meet, but we've had numerous podcast co-hosts on here from an event that I went to last June in San Diego, California. It was called Thrive, Make Money Matter. This has nothing to do with that network marketing company called Thrive and those silly little patches you stick on your arm. I think it's ridiculous. It's not a gimmick. Thrive, Make Money Matter, was created by a local entrepreneur in the San Diego, California market. And he wanted to create an event that brought in world-class speakers and influencers to literally just help influence and create positive results and teaching us entrepreneurs or just people who care about the bigger picture about how to make money matter in our lives. I mean, it's just so many other background messaging that I could get into, but it's not for this episode. But like literally embracing making money and being successful in a positive light, learning how to balance that. They literally had speakers as famous as the famous Jack Canfield there, the founding author of that whole lineage of Chicken Soup for the Soul. Anybody who's ever done self-help or self-development, you know what the hell Chicken Soup for the Soul. There's been so many other reproductions of that book. The guy is just crushing it. Anyway, he spoke at that event. So this gentleman from Arizona, I did not get a chance to meet him at the event, but we're going to meet up again this year because I'm going back for the third Thrive Make Money Matter event. The first one was in Vegas 2 years ago. The second one, once I found it, was in San Diego. And this year, they're bringing it back to Vegas. So episode 052, the man, Tommy Baker. So he was number 4 most downloaded show. And hopefully this helps increase his exposure because he created a brand around Tommy Baker Fitness. But now he also has a secondary brand called Resist Average Academy. He's taking his coaching and his success with his own podcast to the next level. So that's a shout out to Tommy Baker. Check him out at TommyBakerFitness.com. Check him out at ResistAverageAcademy.com. Or just, again, because I have crushing show notes for you guys, just go to LiveTheFuel.com/052. And again, the show episode's called Resist Average, Thrive, and Tommy Baker Fitness. But again, when you scroll down, I got everything timestamped. And then at the bottom, like all the other episodes, we have all of his social media profiles. So you can easily like, follow, etc. with him. All right, guys, let's move on here. We've been having a long episode already. We're already 36 minutes in. So I want to stay consistent here and definitely keep you off the 1+ hour mark for podcasting. All right. Next up, I've had a number of authors on this show. So this young lady is a very, well, I'm not sure if she's a very successful author before, but she's definitely becoming a successful author now. I have her book digitally and physically. We brought her on the show. This is somebody that I literally connected with thanks to Vinny Tortorich. And then I just tweeted her and asked her to come on the show, and she did. And obviously, it's to help promote her book, but her book is so educational. I literally learned, and I've been following fat and the power of cleansing and detoxing the body and what fat is done and how fat can be reprogrammed. It's a whole biohacking thing. But for some of you listeners, this is all new to you. But literally, from her book and from our talk on this episode, I learned how fat is technically an organ of our body. We're constantly trying to get rid of fat, or people literally pay to have it lipoed out, liposuction and surgery. Guess what? Your fat's going to come back because our body needs the fat, and her book talks about it. So without further ado, that is episode 033 called The Secret Life of Fat, author Dr. Sylvia Tara, PhD. This woman, very successful, like biochemist, researcher. She spent years digging into what fat was all about. Really, just to help her figure out her own personal life and her own struggles with the ups and downs of weight gain and just managing her life. Well, she gets into it. Obviously, she's an author, so definitely go check out her book. You can get it on Audible, or you can just go to Amazon and look for The Secret Life of Fat, or search for her name, Sylvia Tara. Or, once again, just go to the show notes. I got everything linked on there. I got her YouTube video on there. I have everything timestamped. Once again, all the links to getting the book are on the livethefuel.com/033 episode. So again, highly educational episode, highly knowledgeable, just very powerful messaging that she helps share with us. And I'll give you the fine print on the book. Title, Secret Life of Fat. Fine print she puts in there is The Science Behind the Body's Least Understood Organ. Your fat is an organ and what it means for you. I can't really promote this book enough. I've had other authors on the show already, but this is a powerful book. It really teaches us a lot. All right, moving on. Let's move into number 2, top 3. All right, this guy, never really expected him to blow up like he did, but he also led me and our show to the number 1 person we'll talk about next because his episode crushed it. But anyway, number 2, most downloaded episode yet to date, is a guy who's actually another fellow podcaster, but a guy who was living a very unhealthy life in the Silicon Valley world of California. Like I used to do in the corporate world, chasing the dreams, technology, you know, making the big bucks, but just destroying his health, his body along the way. And through that life change and a massive weight loss and a transformation and him becoming a nut about kind of like what I've become a nut on, which is biohacking and finding a healthier lifestyle. And he actually used to speak and be involved with that organization called Paleo FX. They have an annual event. He's not really linked to them anymore because he's literally taken his knowledge beyond just that paleo caveman lifestyle or the Paleo FX, you know, event. And he's really become more of what's called a mitochondriac, which we'll talk about on the number one episode next year. But his episode is with this episode I'm talking about here is Kevin Cottrell. And that's with two T's and two L's. So it's Cottrell, C-O-T-T-R-E-L-L. And their podcast show is actually called Fitfluential Radio. So it's Fitfluential. And again, all of this stuff is linked online. His episode number is 044. So if you go to lithafuel.com/044, his show is called Silicon Valley, Cancer, Paleo, and Sleep with Kevin Cottrell. And yeah, I said cancer. Why did I say cancer? Because the guy literally had skin cancer. Why else did he make all these big lifestyle changes to finally fix what was going on and beat cancer? You guys can learn about that on that show. He crushed it. Lots of followers, lots of shares, and he is in my top three for a reason. Most importantly, I learned what the hell a mitochondriac was. One of the reasons why his show got so successful was because one of his teachers, who is our number one episode up next, literally taught him to become more than just a biohacker and more than a paleo lifestyle, more than just somebody beating cancer, but to learn more about the influence of light and really just how our body actually truly needs to heal. And I'm still trying to figure this out. So you, the listeners, are going to learn right with me as we continue to grow the show and hopefully get our next guy back on. But real quick, before I get off of Kevin here, one of the photos on the web link, again, you go to the episode, lithafuel.com/044, and you scroll down, there's a photo of his before and after. Like, the guy goes from being a fatty to literally having abs. Why? And he says right here, here's a great before and after picture. First, his left photo was from 2009. His right was from last year, 2016, where he's like tanned and standing on a beach. FYI, the weight difference is less than 10 pounds. So I just called him a fatty first, and now he's jacked. Only current weight differences are 10 pounds because we talk about this and how if you can shrink your fat and at the same time while you're rebalancing your hormonal levels and improving your sleep and everything else in your life, you will start improving muscle retention, especially if you're a fitness nut, not just a CrossFitter. But he talks about how it's less than 10 pounds difference because the prior photo is showing massive inflammation of the body. And this is something that I'm very, very adamant about teaching. Inflammation of the body is what's triggered to disease. You know, retention of unnecessary inflammation in the body, which gets stored in, which you'll learn from Dr. Sylvia Tower about these different colors of fat cells in our body. But most importantly, the fat that is triggered to disease are the fat cells that expand to absorb all that inflammation, all the bad stuff in our body. And they literally, you know, plump up, which cause like, you know, a big old belly. And that those fat cells are storing the bad stuff in our body that our body can't cycle out. Maybe it's due to poor sleep. Maybe it's due to poor diet, usually all of these things above. But most importantly, that fat is called visceral fat. And this is what I started learning about back in 2010 and 2011 after my firefighting years. And I started adapting detoxing and cleansing into my life while also trying to hack better sleep habits because our body under stress is going to retain inflammation. And that's a bad thing. You need to figure out ways to getting natural, healthy sunlight back in through your eyes, which we're going to talk about on the next episode here. Anchoring and improving your circadian rhythm related to sleep. And then, yes, of course, your health and your diet. But anyway, like Kevin, myself, I started with nutrition, then started figuring out sleep. And now, thanks to our next episode here, our number one most downloaded show, I learned more importantly what true health is about at the highest level, and this is not easy to start cracking and figure out. But anyway, episode 051. This crushed the downloads. He's approaching 5,000 downloads. And if you noticed, I said earlier at the beginning of this episode, we're about to hit 15,000 downloads. This guy's literally one third of my show's success. That's how big of a following he has and how big of a messaging he has. So, the title of episode 51, and again, livethefuel.com/051, Your Mitochondria and Biohacking with the very well-known Dr. Jack Cruz with a K. Dude, I knew what mitochondria was. I never learned anywhere near what he gets into. And again, his episode's on YouTube. His YouTube's got thousands of downloads already off of my channel because I literally videoed it while we were recording on audio. And he says on the video how, and he's wearing these fancy red lens, I think they're orange or red lensed glasses that help filter the blue light. And he basically says, listen, I'm literally killing myself right now to help give you this episode to teach your listeners and your audience. That's pretty powerful, man. So that's how seriously he takes this, is that he knows that standing in front of a computer all day, or at least for an hour for our show, and all the blue light coming from our smart devices, the lights in our houses, all these new LED lights, it's terrible. He purposely, literally, and you'll learn about this in the show, listen to episode 051. He talks about how he moved to Louisiana because at that latitude, longitude where he's at, he gets maximum UV exposure from the sun. There's actually healthy UV exposure that our eyes need. He actually tells you how, he teaches about how our mitochondria health at the cellular level needs to be rebuilt and healed with healthy UV through the light of our eyes. Powerful. I mean, just crazy. So again, I'm not a PhD. That guy's a PhD. He's a neurosurgeon, world-renowned, thousands and thousands of followers online. He teaches people left and right. The dude's got the most robust website I have ever seen in my life. Like, I just crushes it with blog posts and articles. Like, he's been doing it for years. He has the largest volume of content that I've literally come across to date. I mean, he's almost challenging Wikipedia in my mind when it comes to actually healthy content. So anyway, long story short, I was talking about biohacking on that show, and he's like, well, I'm going to take you to the next level, Scott, and your listeners. He's like, I am a mito hacker. So it's mito hacking, obviously has to do with hacking and improving the health of our mitochondria. He talks about how this is beyond nutrition. This is beyond the sleep and the circadian rhythm. This is about our mitochondrial health at the cellular level. And if you can hack that and fix that in relation to our light and our water and our magnetism, he's like, everything else falls in line. It's truly at the next level. And that's what Kevin Cottrell from the prior episode, number 2 most downloaded, really started taking his health and fitness to the next level. So there you go, guys. Those are technically, with including Brian Strausser, the top 11 most downloaded shows on Live the Fuel's history to date. You know, this could change, all right? But I'm proud of this. Again, this site is not monetized. For the people on YouTube here, I'm going to switch over to our resources page. And again, these people aren't paying me, by the way. But I do have certain resources that I want to give a shout out to because I talk about health, business, and lifestyle. And real quick, I'll start with lifestyle. I only have one thing linked on the lifestyle page, and that's called Audible, because I am so obsessed about audiobooks. I don't have the time to sit down and read books anymore. I travel so much for my business and my marketing consulting that I do, and the sales and marketing business development that I do for my clients. So I'm in my car a lot. So what better way to turn your car, or when you're working out, those headphones, into a mobile university? We need to be crushing new knowledge every single day. So apps like Audible or podcasting, you could be crushing new content daily and improving yourself and getting new experiences and growing yourself outside of that little bubble that you're in. So that's why I recommend Audible. So more importantly, back to the health piece. I'm going to jump back to health, business, and lifestyle. We fuel your health, business, and lifestyle. All right, Villa Capelli, I hinted at it earlier. They did actually step up because I promote these guys so much. They gave us our own discount code. I will challenge you. You guys need to buy their olive oil. My discount code is FUEL, F-U-E-L. If you go to their website and buy some of their shit, you get 10% off. And it's not shit. I mean, it is the healthiest source of fats you could put in your body. And it's legit. They're not using anybody else's olives. They're not using somebody else's product. It's from their farm, their villa in Puglia, Italy. P-U-G-L-I-A is like the area of Italy where the best olives come from. And literally when they run out, they take it off the website. They actually say it's not available. That's how popular they've become thanks to the Vinnie Tortorich show. And obviously I'm trying to help as well. But guys, stop buying. If you're here in the U.S., stop buying off-the-counter olive oils. I don't care how fancy you think it is. When you taste this stuff, you get what's called the Poya pinch. And for the YouTube people, you get this, like, you can see me doing my throat. When you take a shot of this stuff straight, you get this like peppery pinch in the back of your throat. That's how you know it's good. That's how good it is. And I'm telling you, I literally take a shot of it every single day, straight from the bottle. I cook my eggs. I cook my dinner in it. It's healthy fats, all right? I take a shot of it every single day. That's how good it is, all right? More importantly, I got a few of the links on there. Obviously, I am an Isagenics consultant. Well, I'm really more of a director in their business, you know, realm of things. But I've been using Isagenics Nutrition since 2010, so 7 years now. I have a, you know, it's one of my side hustles, my side income streams. I have a business team, Brian Strausser. He's on it, all right? I'm just here to help other people find solutions, all right? Maybe you guys aren't at the mitohacker level yet, but some people are trying to find better ways to substitute fast food. They're trying to find a system that works. I use their cleansing systems all the time. We have fitness and athletic performance systems as well. And again, it's funny because if you talk to Vinny Tortorich, he does not support supplementation like this at all. He doesn't like shakes and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, I've used it for years. I've helped tons of people lose hundreds of pounds of weight, transform their bodies, maybe not the mitohacker level, but I know the systems work. It's not for everybody, but I know they work. So again, if you guys are looking for a solution or you want to get in touch with me and learn about this more or just trying to figure it out, again, I have that built into the website now too. If you go to livethefuel.com/schedule or just go on the toolbar and click on schedule, that's how people can connect with me. I have coaching time slots. You can go into my calendar and pick a time slot. If you're a podcaster, that's a great way to get on my show. Well, I will interview and see if you're going to be a viable co-host. If you're looking for some health consultation, I'm happy to talk to you for a short period of time, 15, 30 minutes on Isagenics, especially if you're on my business team. But obviously, if anything's going to go beyond that, I'm sorry, you got to pay to play. Just like in business, right? I'm not going to coach you and consult your business and help you succeed for free. But in this case, I care that much about people's health. If you are seriously interested in a system, then check out Isagenics. And obviously, I also have it on your website for the YouTube people watching as well. Pure Vitamin Club has nothing to do with Isagenics, guys. That's how much I believe in that company. I take some other vitamins, the magnesium. That was founded by Vinny Tortorich and another co-host I've had on the show, Andy Schreiber, twice. They are the co-founders of Pure Vitamin Club. Legit. The name says it all. There's no additives, no sand, no weird stuff added into their vitamins. It's 100% vitamins. So that's the purest vitamins I've ever seen. And the pricing is amazing. They're launching, they actually are launching right now in the UK. So they're no longer just available in the US. They just launched last year. But now they're launching in the UK, and the next phase is going to be Europe. So if you haven't heard of them, again, I am an affiliate of them. So this is, I don't make money right now. But if you click on the logo on my website, purevitaminclub.com will come up. And they'll track you because you came from me. And then if you order from them, I'll get like a few pennies. But at least it's something to help me pay for the cost of this podcast. So that's it, guys. We've been talking now for 52 minutes. And I wanted to take this show just to give respect and honor to our top co-hosts. I mean, this is what it's all about, is helping you, the listeners. So if you are new to the show or you're a regular listener to the show, and you forgot who were the top downloads, well, there you go. That's the top 10, top 11, including Brian Strausser. And this is what it's all about, guys. All right? Live the Fuel. If you're a newer listener to the show, why did I create Live the Fuel? It's not just, hey, we're here to fuel your health, business, and lifestyle. But it stands for, thanks to my years of firefighting years ago, Live the Fuel. Live the fired up epic life. So when I close out my other shows and you've heard it before, keep living the fired up epic life. And we'll talk to you guys again soon. Good day, Live the Fuel fans. Hey, this is Scott Mulvaney, your host and founder of Live the Fuel. I just wanted to take a couple minutes here at the end of the episode to thank you for listening and also share some resources for you. So number one, please, thank you. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't subscribed yet, please subscribe to the show so you can get regular your updates. I release new episodes every single week. More importantly, if you are using iTunes or you have an iTunes account, please go on to iTunes. I know it takes a few minutes to actually do this, but please submit a show review for the Live the Fuel show. It's one of the few ways we can use the system to help increase the exposure of the show. So again, if you take a moment to do that, please and thank you. All right, guys, more importantly, I want to get into some resources to help support you guys. If you go to livethefuel.com, I do have a resources guide online. It's called the Super Sevens Resources Guide. And in there, I have 21 different tips and tools just from that I've used over the past 3 to 4 years to help me get my different businesses up online, but also just health mindset-related content. But anyway, if you go on there and subscribe to my email list, you'll get that guide back to you for free. So enjoy some free content. Now, more importantly, if you're on Facebook, be sure to reach out to us and, number one, like the Live the Fuel page, but number two, join our Facebook group community called The Fuel Tank. Please submit a request and I'll be happy to welcome you into our community and help you along your journey as well. And then the last piece of this little message for you guys is our resources page. If you go to livethefuel.com/resources or just click on resources in the toolbar, I put in a number of companies on here that I've started growing relationships with that I trust and that I actually recommend. So first off is Villa Capelli. This is one of the purest olive oils that I've ever tasted. I've talked about it on the show before. So please use my discount code. If you use Fuel, F-U-E-L, at the checkout when you're on their website, you get 10% off your order. So please use that and thank you. More importantly, also in the health category in that page, you'll find a company called Pure Vitamin Club. We've actually had the founders on the show multiple times. I highly recommend this company. Please use my click-through link on the website. I don't have a lot of affiliations, but this is one that actually may give me a couple pennies back for every time people actually click through my logo for their Pure Vitamin Club on my website. So again, I highly recommend them for Pure Magnesium, Pure Vitamins, and their new B12 vitamin coming out. And the last piece of this message here is Isagenics, guys. Not everybody is into nutritional companies, supplementation, but many, many people are because our food is nutrient deficient. And we've talked about this from a health perspective before. So again, if you guys are looking for a change in your lifestyle, heck, even just for a side hustle business, but more importantly, just healthy lifestyle changes, please consider reaching out to me. I have Isagenics linked on there, but please feel free to private message me or set up a time on my scheduler on the website. And I'll be happy to talk to you more about this and consider working with me and my team. I love helping people get healthier. All right, guys, last piece of this message here is business related. If you look in the business category on there, because we do talk about health, business, and lifestyle, I do have a couple other companies in here. AWeber. AWeber is the best when it comes to email marketing. So please use my link there. I use it for all of my clients and all of my email marketing. There's a lot of different sources out there, but these guys are awesome. And more importantly, all of my IT, all of my website hosting, everything now goes through a company called Singularis IT. I mountain bike and road bike with the owner, Simone. He's been on the show as well. Good people, great technology. Highly recommend them for outsourcing your IT solutions. They're freaking phenomenal. So anyway, guys, I just want to, again, thank you for listening. Please use these tips, tricks. Please visit livethefuel.com. Check out the resources page. Get that e-guide for free by hopping on the email list. And go to The Fuel Tank on Facebook and join our community. I'll talk to you guys again soon.
Thank you for listening to Live the Fuel. Visit us at livethefuel.com. Stay connected on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and more at Live the Fuel. Live the fired up, epic life. Hashtag Live the Fuel.